Welcome back to the Chayaruch and Nachyami Learning Program. This is Daniel Eisenberg, and we are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perek Chavav. And in today's perek, we see some things that we have seen before. We see, first of all, this is following the story of David interacting with Naval, Naval passing away, David marrying Abigail. And then we see that David is seems to be on the run. The Ziphim tell Shaul where David is hiding. The Ziphim are the ones who sold out David and gave away his hiding place to Shaul in Perek Chaf Gimel. And again, they're telling this to Shaul, and Shaul pursues just like he did previously. Even though in Perek Chaf Dalid, we think like it looks like Shaul has stopped his pursuit of David, but he seems to get back into it. And Shaul and his men camp out for the night. Hashem puts a deep sleep over them, and David and his general, or the brother general Avishai ben Tsruya, they sneak right up into the center of the camp, right next to Shaul, and Avishai is ready to kill him, and David doesn't allow him to kill Shaul, and rather they take the spear and the water, and they climb up to the mountaintop, and they yell down at Avner, who's Shaul's general, Avner ben Ner, and he says that, Avner ben Ner, how dare you fall asleep on the job when you're supposed to be protecting the king? You deserve to lose your life for this. And he shows the spear in the water, demonstrating that he was very, very close to having the ability to kill Shaul. He could have done it, and he didn't do it. And Shaul recognizes David. He says, this is David talking. And David then speaks up, and he says, listen, I didn't do anything wrong. It's a waste of the king's time, your majesty, to chase after me. And it's frustrating because I can't live in Eretz Yisrael. I'm on the run. Shaul admits that he has been foolish. He says, Hatosi, I have sinned. He skalti va eshka harbe ma'od. I've just been foolish. I've made a lot of mistakes. And he promises not to harm David any further. And David returns the spear through an attendant, and Shaul gives him a bracha, and David and Shaul go their separate ways. Now, this seems very similar to Perek Chaf Dalet, what we just saw, where David had the opportunity to kill Shaul. Instead of killing him, he told his men, do not kill him, and he cuts off a piece of his clothing, and then shows him, look, I could have killed you, and I didn't. And Shaul says, wow, that's incredible, you're amazing, thank you for not killing me, etc. And then we right back to the same story. But this time, he really means it, or at least there's no further opportunities. We'll see in tomorrow's parak, David creates a circumstance so that Shaul shouldn't change his mind yet again. But it's interesting that we see in Pasuk Chaf Vav Chaf Aleph that Shaul says, Chatosi, I have sinned, and then he says, Eskalti Veshgar Bimeod, I have been foolish and made a lot of mistakes. Why does he say, I have sinned and I have made these mistakes? I've been foolish. So perhaps we could say that his confession wasn't just regarding, you know, when he says, Chatosi, I have sinned, maybe it's not just regarding the pursuit of David. Because perhaps we can say it's not even largely his fault. You know, you could say that Hashem gave him a ruach ra. There's this evil spirit that's taken over him, whether you want to call it schizophrenia or mania of some sort, or just, you know, something just like evil spirit. But maybe when he's saying chatasi, it's actually going back to something he neglected to say in its proper time. And that's when he made mistakes with Shmuel, when he fell short, when he was supposed to wait for Shmuel and he didn't wait, or he was supposed to execute Agag, the king of Amalek, and all the animals, and he did not. And when he's called out for it, he defends himself instead of saying on the spot, Chatasi, I made a mistake. And over here, he says Chatasi. So perhaps the Chatasi is referring to previous sins, and then I've been foolish is further, you know, the other things. It could be also his foolishness and the errors that he's referring to. Could be that it's referring to not saying chatasi earlier. That was the big mistake. This is, you know, some of the Svarim Kadoshim point out, this is the sin of Adam Harishon and Chava. When they were asked, why did you do what you did? They should have said, we sinned, we made a mistake. But everyone just, you know, passed the buck. Adam says, oh, it's the woman that you gave me. It's her fault. So, and it's kind of, you know, your fault, Hashem, for me doing the sin, and Chava blames the Nachash as well. And Shaul does the same thing. He says, well, the nation made me do it, they couldn't wait, this and that. And Shaul should have taken responsibility, taking Achrayas, and since he wasn't able to take Achrayas, he's not able to be the king. The king is the person who has to be the ultimate Baal Achrayas, the person who takes responsibility, which is a mita that we see in David HaMelech. Perhaps we can suggest one thing further. It's just a thought that maybe part of why Shaul was afflicted with the Ruach Ra in the first place is to provide him the opportunity to confess his sins. Meaning, that it's possible to suggest that because he didn't say Hatasi, I have sinned, when he was supposed to earlier, he was kind of put in a situation where he really couldn't control himself and sinned by pursuing David. And that was to set up the confession. And while he didn't do it the first few times he tried to kill David, but he finally does it over here. And indeed, after this confession, after this Hatasi and Hiskalti Veshke Harbe Ma'od, after this, there's no more pursuit of David. It's worth noting that after David kills Goliath quite a few prakim ago, so Saul seems not to know who David is. And after David spares him in the cave, in the first time we saw in a parak chavdalid, so he hears David's voice, but he seems to be unsure. Is that the voice of David? He's not sure if it's David. And over here in our parak, he says, "This is the voice of David. David Benin, it's David, my son." He acknowledges that this is David. So we kind of see this development of not knowing who David is, not being sure, and then over here he really sees who David is. He acknowledges David, not just as a king, but David the person, and he comes real with him. And we don't really see Shaul after this pursuing David. So maybe he completed the story over here by admitting Chatasi and admitting Kiskalti Veshke Harbe Ma'od. I made mistakes. I have been foolish. I have made errors. I have sinned. And this is the end of the Shaul story to some degree. Not that he doesn't make any more stakes in the Sefer, and not that there's no more tragedy in Shaul and Shaul's life, but we see that the at least the strife with David seems to come to a close over here. And of course, the takeaway is the importance of admitting Chatasi, I made a mistake. Chazal tell us that a person should train himself to say, I don't know, train himself to say, I have sinned, to confess, to be involved in vidoy. It's an essential element of Avodas Hashem, because humans, by definition, are not perfect. We make mistakes. And if you claim not to make mistakes, you're basically claiming to be Hashem himself. He's the only one who doesn't make mistakes. But we should learn the lesson. We shouldn't make too many mistakes, but when we do, we should have the strength to admit Chatasi.